Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, yeah. The splendor of a king.
Kingdom Objectives and God's Anointed Ministry, and we will be discussing the Word of God through a biblical teaching Pastor Fields is doing, which is called Who Hath Believed Our Report? Who Hath Believed Our Report? And now on with today's show, we will give Pastor Fields the opportunity to greet the radio listening audience here in the studio and those that are viewing or listening via the internet. Pastor Fields, the floor is now yours, sir.
Thank you, and good morning to each and every one of you. We greet you today once again with a joy that comes from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Certainly we are excited and delighted at the same time because God continues to give us grace, opportunity to be able to share with our listening audience. And we thank God. We take not for granted those things, those opportunities that God gives us to be able to share his word, praise God. And so we're going to do exactly that on this morning. We certainly thank God for those of you who are joining us on the show. Let's get to the business which is at hand, praise God. Our topic on today, who hath believed our report? This is the prophet Isaiah, one of the major prophets in the Bible, Isaiah, who a man of like passion and understanding as you and I. He was simply just a regular guy who was being used by God to do phenomenal things. But Isaiah, like many of us, he had some questions of the Lord sometimes, and this message really is for all people in the faith, but especially for our leaders, praise God, those who sometimes get discouraged, sometimes who along the way have challenges that you have in sharing and continuing to commit yourselves to the work, even while we're having to deal with life problems and calamities and fallacies. Praise God, we still have that responsibility to be able to do what God has called over and against what we have to contend with. Praise God. Who have believed our report? Praise God. If you have your Bibles, we're going to go to Isaiah, of course, the 53rd chapter and the first verse, and then we want to skip forward to Romans chapter 10, and we're going to start reading at verse 1. Praise God. And then finally, we want to go to 2 Timothy, praise God, the fourth chapter. Isaiah 53 and 1, it simply says, who hath, Isaiah, he had a question, and it was unto the Lord. He says, who hath believed our report? And unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The question on the floor, praise God. Romans 10, chapter 1, brethren, this is the Apostle Paul now. He says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. It's still our hope, and it is still our desire today that men, all men, might be saved. Praise God. Paul says, brethren, my heart's desire to God is that Israel might be saved, the entire nation. He says, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. Listen carefully to me, if you will, on this morning. He says, I bear them record that they do have a zeal of God, that people today, you have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. He says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own sense of righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law. Moses, he said, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. That is, if you operate by the law, he says, you're going to live by the law. Praise God. And there's something that we must also understand in that. We'll discuss a little bit later. But the righteousness, which is of faith, verse 6, speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from up above, or, verse 7, who shall descend into the deep, that is to go down, that is to bring him up again from the dead. What does it say? Verse 8, the word is nigh unto thee. The word is nigh. You don't have to go nowhere, up or down. He says, Paul says, the word is nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. We're still preaching that same word. It's not another word. It's not a different word. It's not a more substantial word. It is the same word. Just as we serve the same God, the Bible says he changes not. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. So he is the word. The word is he, and he changes not. He said the word which we preach. Verse 9, that if thou shalt confess, here lieth the true measure of the salvation concerning the word of God. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart. God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Praise God. That's an encouragement, my brothers and sisters, to those that are in Christ Jesus. So the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, guess what, shall be saved. How then? Now he's asking another question. Paul, like Isaiah, Paul has a question now. He says in verse 14 of that 10th chapter of Romans, he says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? He goes on further to say, my brothers and sisters, and how shall they hear without the preacher? In other words, how shall they understand? Praise God. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. but they have not all obeyed the gospel. Oh, my God, hear me very well. The Bible says, but they have not all, Paul said, obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Finally, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5, he goes on to say, because there was a question on the floor, who has believed our report? In other words, the prophet Isaiah was asking, Lord, we are truly preaching and teaching this gospel that you're telling us to preach and to teach. We're sharing the word. We're pouring out of our hearts and our souls the word, that is the doctrine of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. But who has believed our report? Who's believing this stuff? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? In other words, who's paying any attention to these things that we are preaching and teaching? And Paul comes along later on in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. He says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. He says, go on and preach it anyhow. Don't be worried about who is affecting. Don't be worried about whether it's valid or not. Paul says, preach the word. God's speaking through Paul. Preach it anyhow. Preach the word. Be instant. Be constant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come. He's telling you right up front. Praise God. Hear me, man and woman of God. Those who are preachers and teachers of this gospel, preach it anyhow. Whether you think they're listening or not, he says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. When men want to hear it and when they don't. When it's popular and when it's not, go at all and preach the gospel anyhow. For the time will come, verse 3, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. They're going to be seeking out those that are telling them what they want to hear. He says they'll be going to find those individuals that will compromise the gospel, those that will tell them the things that they are looking to hear, that will stroke their egos. He said, but you be constant, praise God. He says, endure and teach the sound doctrine. Praise God. He says, for they that will not heap, they will heap rather to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from truth. Do you hear me on this morning? They're going to turn their ears away from truth. They want people to tell me another one of them good old sermons, praise God. Tell me some good words that will tickle my ears, that will stroke my ego. I know that you're not really telling me the real truth, but tell it to me anyway because I like hearing it. Preach the word. He said, and they'll turn away their ears from truth and shall turn unto fables, lies. Hallelujah. But watch thou. He said, now I'm talking to you, but you watch. Watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. In other words, strengthen and strengthen yourself. Stand strong. In other words, do what the Bible says. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word and work of the living God. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain. You're preaching, you're teaching, you're standing, your declaration and decrees, conviction, it is not in vain. Your prayers, praise God, your reading and studying, continue to do the work. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain. He says, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. That is, be rock solid in the things that God has called you to do. Do it anyhow. The answer to the question, who has believed our report? Those, praise God, that have an ear to hear. Those whom the Spirit of the Lord is drawing. The Bible says, no man can say that Christ Jesus is Lord unless he be drawn of the Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that draws and reveals unto us who is truly the Lord and Savior, who is the Creator. And it is the Spirit of the Lord, praise God, that reveals Christ unto us, and no man that declares that Jesus is Lord does so unless the Spirit reveals it unto him, unto them, praise God. And so, unless the Lord draw them, and he draws us through the word, and we have to continue, my brothers and sisters, to teach and preach the word of God, because it is important, praise God. Paul says, teach it anyhow. This chapter continues to speak of the Messiah, Jesus, who would suffer for the sins of all people. Such a prophecy is astounding. Who would believe that God would choose to save the world through a humble, suffering servant rather than a glorious king? The idea is contrary to human pride and worldly thinking. But God, hallelujah, I wish somebody would help me say, but God, he often works in ways we don't expect. The Messiah's strength is shown by humility, suffering, and mercy. Glory to God. For the kingdom of God is not in meat or in drink. Hallelujah. But it is in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is the real kingdom, and not in physical things. Hallelujah. I thank God that he gives us the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, as he says in Isaiah 55 and 8, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, said the Lord. This is God's perspective and mindset concerning. He said, I ain't thinking about what you're thinking about, and I will not do things the way you would do them. And certainly, we will not do things the way that God would do it. He said, they're as high as the heavens are above the earth. That's how different God's ways and God's thinking is from yours and from mine. In other words, the two will never come together. He's going east and we're going west. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And so he used a suffering, humble, and a merciful Savior. He didn't come in the pomp and circumstance. He came in humility. He came through suffering and through mercy, praise God. Paul says, dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and my prayer to God is that the Jewish people might be saved. Today, there are ministers of the gospel that are saying, my heart's desire is that all men might be saved. I know what enthusiasm they have for God. He says, I know you have a zeal, an enthusiasm for God, but Paul says it's not according to knowledge. You truly are zealous of God and the things of God, but it's not according to the knowledge. We have to go according to the letter of the law, praise God. That is the commandment, the precepts of God. And he is specific. Therefore, God means what he says, and he says what he means. We cannot write the scriptures over to understand and mean what we want them to say and understand. They've already been written, the Bible says, before the foundation of the world. God established his word, and it is forever settled in heaven. That is, it was already established before you or I got here. Before he established the world, he had already settled his word, and it is forever settled in heaven, praise God. Paul says, for they don't understand God's way of making people right with himself. Instead, they are clinging to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. They won't go along with God's way, for Christ has accomplished the whole purpose of the law. He says, all who believe in him are made right with God. There it is. Salvation comes through faith. By grace through faith, believing that Christ Jesus is the answer, and he makes us right with God. It is through the finished work of Christ alone that we are made right with God by faith. Hallelujah. It is the whole measure of the salvation story. Romans 10, 9 and 10 gives us that. He says, for thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. Then thou shalt be saved. There are two parts to the salvation process. There must be a confession made with the mouth. but not the whole of the process. He says, secondarily, you also must believe with the heart. There are many that said, I confessed him one day. But it has to be also the second part. To complete the process, there has to be a completion of believing unto the heart. Praise God. It's important that we understand that there's a two-step process to salvation. Rather than living by faith in God, the Jews established customs and traditions in addition to God's law to try to make themselves acceptable in God's sight. But human efforts, no matter how sincere, can never substitute for the righteousness God offers us by faith. The only way to earn salvation is to be perfect, that is, mature. When the Bible speaks of spiritual perfection, it's talking about maturity, growing. It's not to be imperfect, or to be perfect, rather, but rather maturity. Spiritual perfection is maturity, to grow. Praise God. And that is impossible. We can only hold out our empty hands and receive salvation as a gift. There's nothing we can do to cause ourselves to be saved. It is through the righteousness, the Bible says, that comes through Christ. Have you ever been asked, how can I become saved? These verses give you the beautiful answer. Salvation is as close as your own lips and your heart. People think it must be a complicated process, but it is not. If we believe in our heart and say with our mouth that Christ is the risen Lord, we will be saved. We must remind them that the wages of sin is still death. We cannot compromise that message. It's still the same message that John the Baptist was preaching when he showed up on the scene after 450 years of silence. John came preaching a message, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, repent of your sins and come unto Christ. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 6 and 23. We must take God's great message. Excuse me. God's great message of salvation to others so that they can respond to the good news. How will your loved ones and neighbors hear it unless someone tells them? Is God calling you to take part in making his message known in your community and neighborhood? Think of one person who needs to hear the good news and think of something you can do to help him or her to hear that great message. Then take the next step as soon as you possibly can. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Isaiah is asked that question, and we're asking that question today. But the answer is, Paul says in Romans 10, he says, preach it anyway. Be instant in season. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. He says, teach the word, preach it anyhow, share the gospel, because when you put it out there, somebody is going to hear, and it's going to make a difference in the lives of those to which you share. God bless and God keep is our sincere prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Phil, for that inspirational word here in the studio this morning. And viewers and radio listening audience, we are now down to commercial break here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
Do you need marital counseling to deal with your marital issues? Do you want resources to help enhance your marriage? Log on to www.godsanointedministries.com. to get in touch with Glenda and Rufus Fields. You can also check out their latest book on marriage called Diary of a Man, Heart of a Woman, as a self-help tool. Check out God's Anointed Ministries today. It's always time to pray. Prayer for our families, kids, and nation. Join Pastor Rufus and Glenda Fields of Timely Kingdom Objectives each Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time to pray. The call-in number is 1-605 475-4700, access code 126-580, pound sign.
Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a global outreach church fulfilling the mandate of God to equip, empower, edify, encourage, and educate the people of God in this season. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, join us every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Global Harvest Kingdom Church, a church on the move for God.
And thank you for listening in. We're back to Real Talk here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, and I am joined here in the studio with our special guest, Pastor Rufus Fields of Global Harvest Kingdom Church, Timely Kingdom Objectives, and God's Anointed Ministry, where the man of God is sharing the Word of God through the biblical teaching that he has been working on, which is called Who Hath Believed Our Report? Pastor Fields, we have a question for you in the last 4 minutes of the segment that comes from Bishop Allen. And he says, man of God, thank you for such an inspirational word here in the studio this morning. I'm tuning in for the first time, and thank you, Bishop Allen, for tuning in. And this being your first time, we pray that you would continue to listen to the radio broadcast. His question is, how do you get the men and the women of God to commit to spreading the gospel, even though we know and preach the word that says to do that? How do you actually get the men and the women of God, the sheep, to actually do that? He's posing that question to you here in the studio, and you now have that platform again, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. And thank God for you, Bishop, joining us on the segment on this morning. And certainly that is a perplexing question, but a very, very, very valid one. And I say to you, man of God, and to all that are listening on this morning, we do it just by what God says, to just be instant. Paul says, in season and out of season. We have to just develop a practice of regularly. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. We must continuously reiterate and reiterate. It has been said, and it is a true fact of life, that we as humankind, as mankind, we are creatures of habit. And so what we can regularly hear and what we regularly are presented in front of us is just like a parent teaching a child through example, not do as I say, but do as you see me do, but do as I say do. But we must also understand it is important what we model before them. So we have to also, it's a show and tell type of ministry practice that we have to be telling them the right things and living it out before them, man of God. And it's important that we know that as we continuously put it, I know it's discouraging, trust me, I understand, I feel your heart. To continuously stand and continuously commit yourself to pouring out and sharing and encouraging and building up all the time. But the Bible says we must continue to commit. The Lord says, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. So the Lord knew and understood that it was going to become discouraging at times. It was going to cause us sometimes to get put out and put down. But he says, continue to do it. Share with them, continue to build them up, continue to share the word, continue to encourage them to do the things that are important. Eventually, and by and by, it's going to catch on, man of God. Trust me, with my own children, I found out that sometimes it seemed like they weren't getting it. But lo and behold, as I continue to share and I continue to reiterate and reiterate, one day here and there, they come back and they share things with me. They let me know that they are getting it. Praise God. And that's what God wants us to know. Our faith cometh by hearing, continuously hearing and hearing the word of the Lord. We got to share the right things with them. Praise God. God bless you, man of God. God keep you ears. Our sincere prayer.
Thank you for that comment being answered, Pastor Fields, here in the studio. And we want you to let us know how you are enjoying the Real Talk segment. And you can check out all that Pastor Fields is doing on his website, www.godsanointedministries.com, as well as give him upcoming show ideas or teaching segments you would like him to present on the Real Talk segment. as well as your feedback regarding the shows and your comments to encourage the man of God to continue doing what God is calling him to do. You also have an opportunity in this season to avail yourself to monetary donations as well as sponsorship for radio and television for Pastor Fields and upcoming ministry assignments that he has to fulfill in this season. And you can do that via the website. And once again, his website is www.godsanointedministries.com. Thank you, Ed, for tuning in to the Real Talk segment. I'm Glenda Fields, your host, here on God's Anointed Ministries Radio.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
In him do I live, move, and have my being.
'Cause I'm nothing without.
I'm nothing without
you. Lord, I'm nothing without you.
Nothing without
you. Nothing without you.